There's another QB competition going on in this state.
Not only that, Kenny, we are starting to get some reports roll in out of Texas. Not talking about the Longhorns and their big matchup in the opening
week
of the
Buccaneers,
but on the NFL level, and a former Brown who might be turning heads for all the wrong reasons.
Who plays for the Cowboys?
No. I'm talking about another NFL football team that happens to be in the Lone Star State.
Oh, God. You know, you can't. You can't do that.
I'm just reading what's out there.
We're not entertaining.
On the internet.
I'm not entertaining it. I'm not going to do it.
Maybe some vindication for the decision makers here.
I'm not. Vindication
yes.
for the decision makers here.
They caught a lot of heat for saying goodbye to a certain somebody.
First off, it takes two to tango, all right? Second of all, I don't want to have that conversation. I think if you do it, you're, as my mom would say, you're going to bleep in it and you're going to sit in it. Or you're going to bleep and sit in it. That's what she used to say. And you say what you say, the regular season will be here, boy. You better be watching out. I know I was getting the text, too. If you want to do it at 8, you are flying solo on that one.
His own head coach doesn't seem to be backing him up
all
that much.
All right, fine. Doing it at 8. We'll do it right now. Go right on ahead and say it. Go right on ahead and do it.
According to Texans Cole Thompson.
I know Cole Thompson.
Oh, do you?
I do.
One of the losers right now of training camp is running back Nick Chubb. Quote, right now, starting Chubb might be the biggest red flag for Houston long term. Thompson writes, so far in camp, that burst needed to get through the second and the third level of the defense, nowhere to be found. Not only that, D'Amico Ryans, head coach of the Texans, when asked about Chubb, says, quote, guys age, and he's been through a lot. It's not always going to be the same as his early years in the NFL. Oh, boy.
That's what D'Amico Ryan said.
That is what the head coach said about Nick Chubb, all-time Cleveland Browns fan favorite.
I didn't know D'Amico Ryan said that.
Who averaged just 3 yards a carry last year and didn't look like he had much burst with the Browns.
Apparently, if you would have just waited, Mitch was going to be the bad guy for you because he was going to bring this up in about last night. And he's like, well, never mind.
No, he just stole his thunder.
All right, let me say this before we go on to some other things here. And I'm going to get to the phones. 216-474-0092. If you want to go shooting your mouth off, you go right on ahead. I just want to let everybody know I'm not a part of this. So it's you, not me, you. If you think that Nick Chubb is finished up, you go right on ahead and say it.
Well, I told you.
Just ask the question without leading to where you think. We all dance around opinions as much as we can. I'm just asking questions.
Then
say it.
They said goodbye to him. I said, oh, man, they must. They looked at last year. They saw where that was trending. Remember, they have all the medicals and everything. And, you know, a team that still had so many veterans on their team, even though it's a transition, I'm like, that tells you all you need to know. They've lost complete faith that Nick Chubb was going to have any kind of a resurgence. And I know that people were hoping, because Nick Chubb is so damn not likable. He is lovable. Uh-huh. And the fact that he was an all-time lead-by-example guy in a locker room. He was not going to be a guy to take the mic, cut a promo, or, you know, bring everybody together to fire people up. No, he was going to do it by his work ethic, by the fact that he was going to, you know, put a show on in the weight room, that was going to be the cue to younger guys. And the Browns said, thank you, Nick. We appreciate your time. I'm like, man, they're even less optimistic that Nick Chubb's got anything left in the tank.
Well, the Browns have been the wrong one so many times before. I mean, even with the Kareem Hunt thing, like you and I were like, Kareem Hunt might be, and that's probably what's sticking in my head a little bit, because Kareem Hunt was a good running back. I have more faith in Nick Chubb than I had in Kareem Hunt. And Kareem Hunt was good, and we were going, it's probably, he was brought in halfway through, and then he gets picked up by the Chiefs. He ends up playing well for the Chiefs, and a lot of people are going, and I said, hey, man, I got to call myself out on that. I thought he was used up. He's mm-hmm. obviously not used up. So I'm not going to double down because of the Kareem Hunt thing and go doubling down with Nick Chubb. I'm going to wait until I see something different, even though I know you want to speak about something here in a second. I've gotten texts. Yes, I have. You tried to make me do that. I think it was last Monday you tried to make me say something. I wasn't going to say it because I ain't going to say it.
We had boots on the ground.
We do have boots on the ground.
Somebody that we know that was like, this does not look great.
Well, there were two other people that said the same thing, and I was upset by it, but damn it, I ain't going to share it because I'm not going to be the one to be questioning a player like that, whether or not he still has any gas left in the tank. Because, frankly, I'll be sad if he doesn't have any gas left in the tank.
We had a lot of people said, not necessarily they were going to be Texans fans going forward, because obviously we're linked with the Watson trade, and they beat us in the playoff game, and now Nick Chubb goes there. So it's hard to stomach that. But at the same time, I definitely have buddies that are excited to see him do well. They want him to do well.
They are in no position at the running back spot for me to give them any faith. They are in no position at the running back spot. You let Kareem Hunt go last year. Kareem Hunt ended up paying off for another football team. Now, they had higher aspirations than the Cleveland Browns. I understand that. You've let Nick Chubb go. We'll see where Nick Chubb goes on that. Remember, you were supposed to replace him with Quinshon Judkins, who I don't know when he's going to be able to play for your football team. We'll get that figured out as the legal system plays out there. I mean, you do not get the benefit of the doubt in the running back room if you're the Cleveland Browns. So I think for a lot of fans who were upset that they didn't bring Nick Chubb back, yeah, I think that you're justified in that in so many ways. And as the season goes on, if he goes out there and he's just a nothing and his best years are clearly behind him, then fine. We'll talk about it. But I'm not going to, 2 weeks into training camp, if I'm talking about all these other guys going, hey, we're 2 weeks into training camp, let them get their feet under him, then I got to say the same for Nick Chubb, don't I, Owen? Don't I have to say that?
Well, yeah, I think there's a difference when you compare him to Kareem. Between, you said Kareem was used up, right?
Yeah.
Nick Chubb was broken. I mean, he was just, he's physically been broken the last two seasons. That's something that you would hope he could bounce back from. I don't know that you can ever, especially the knee thing. The knee was just such a devastating injury that how could he ever come back from that and be back to his old self, his, over 5 yards of carry self. But you don't have Quinshon Judkins, or you... Would you take a flyer right now? Would you send a seventh?
For what? For Nick?
For Nick.
Well, they don't have Joe Mixon right now, so they're kind of stuck in a spot where it's like, well, who else do we have? Like, Joe Mixon is hurt, right? So they got Nick Chubb. They got Joe Mixon. Who the hell else do they have? They got they got a bunch of red names on their they're hurt. They got him and J.J. Taylor. Nick Chubb and J.J. Taylor, and that's about it. 216-474-0092. So you can offer a seventh. Or you could have just brought Nick Chubb back if you wanted to, which would upset a lot of people.
Be easier.
Malone in Lakewood. Hello.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, Malone. Go ahead.
Nick Chubb, 100% dust. He was dust last year. Loved the guy. Heart and soul of the Cleveland Browns. Will always be a Brown to me. The guy is dust, man. He wants to play. A team's going to have to tell him he can't. But he will score a bunch of touchdowns this year. That's 100% guaranteed. He will be on the goal line. He will pound in, but he's got no burst. He's pretty much done. And then the second point I wanted to make, and you guys can let me know, the music for About Last Night makes no sense, guys. What is going on? It has nothing to do with being about last night or about. It's just like clips of like funny little clips. They don't really have anything to do with like rumors of last night.
Well, that's not music. Those are clips.
It doesn't have anything to do with like the news of last night. It just has like it's like random fans or guys.
Well, no, they're things that were said the night before in history, overnight.
Okay, I don't know. I'm not sold. I love you guys.
Well, listen to pig vomit over here, giving us now, all the stuff about last night. Don't give me that.
We have an infamous. What was it? Was it a city council meeting or a board of education?
It was a school board meeting.
Of education meeting.
Yes,
and things got. A little haywire.
Rumors about it that he couldn't play his
wife.
There
were personal shots. Now, we've not been able to...
That's out of line. My kind of school board meeting. Yeah, right.
Wow! We have not been able to corroborate, that statement. So, we don't know the merits of that.
Pleasuring.
We have not talked to his wife about any of that, but that got people in a tizzy at a board meeting.
But if we had comments from her, we would also put that in the about last night.
100%. Mitch, did he even try to reach out to her?
Who knows?
Let's get to Josh on the road. Hello, Josh.
Hey, good morning, boys.
Hi.
Ken, you're the football guy. I'm surprised you didn't get this one, man.
What's the matter?
Their backup's Woody Marks, not J.J. Taylor.
Woody Marks available?
What is happening on the show? He's the next guy up.
Well, yeah, Damian. Wait, whoa. Yeah, Joe Mixon, who's listed as a starter on this depth chart. He's hurt.
Yeah.
You got Damian Pierce, who's ahead of Woody Marks on that depth chart. He is also hurt. Then I got J.J. Taylor there. Fine. I missed Woody Marks for crying out loud. Is that really what we have? Is that our problem here, Josh?
Texans.
I have a big Woody Marks fan calling in at me.
Josh, I got something for you. That's the last call we will take on the Houston Texans running back depth chart.
I thought we were going all
just
in.
Putting that out there.
Wow.
If you want to talk Houston Texans wide receiver depth chart,
we're
not doing that either.
Give him Landry's number.
Apologize to Josh. I am sorry.
I will not apologize to Josh.
I'm saying on my behalf, that was all Owen.
You don't get one for me.
That was all Owen on that one. The sheriff is in town.
And tomorrow, guys, tune in at 7:32 when we recap the Philadelphia Eagles safety depth chart.
Get to John and Wadsworth. Hello, John.
Well, that was I don't know how I follow those two awesome calls.
But, yeah, you don't. You don't. You just got to trudge forward.
So I was looking at right guard for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
And here's one for you, Anthony. Now
the fellows is on the show. I thought he was getting rid of John. I go, John didn't do anything.
I nothing. Yeah, man. So no, I just wanted to chime in on the Nick Chubb thing real quick. I just think, you know, the guy may be done. I mean, you guys made reference to the fact that you've heard from people that, okay, he doesn't have that burst, whatever that whole thing is. I think that the mistake here is on a team that we have clearly said is devoid of leadership, you basically let Nick Chubb go over a matter of $750,000. And, you know, the Guardians, they re-signed Austin Hedges. He's a black hole on offense, but they use him as like an additional coach. Like, you know, he's their leader. You need that, and the Browns really need that. And so is he washed? Yeah. But you're talking about, you know, a couple of years ago bringing in Kareem Hunt as the third down guy to just get touchdowns. Why can't you use Nick Chubb that way so that you do have him in that locker room? I mean, they'll sign Deontay Johnson, but not Nick Chubb. I mean, that is a fundamental problem with the Browns. That's why we're pissed off at him.
Yeah, I wish I could defend him on that, and I can't. I really wish I could because I look at the rest of the running back room. It's like, okay, I don't have Quinshon Judkins available. You got Dylan Sampson. We'll see, but I don't want to hope too much. Pierre Strong is a nice hand, but obviously you're not going to go very far with Pierre Strong there. Jerome Ford should be a third down back. That's what bothers the Quinshon Judkins situation a little bit there. So, John, I'm not going to argue with you because, what, I can't – if I got 600 yards out of Nick Chubb this year, I understand that that's the end of Nick Chubb's career, but I also think, like, man, how much could I help my locker room with Nick Chubb still being there? I understand that, John.
Yeah
I can see that.
Exactly. And especially when you're talking about a team that's built on youth and draft picks, and you're either going to try and find a rookie quarterback this year in Sanders or Gabriel – and it's not that you're going for a quarterback in the top 5-10 of the draft next year. You want that veteran leadership and that example that we don't have. I mean, you guys have said it many times. You would like to have it for Myles Garrett, but you don't. So, I mean, and you know, again, you need the leadership. And again, $750,000 was the difference between the contract Nick Chubb signed and Jerome Ford signed. That is just unbelievable. That's a Dolan-esque move in cheapness to me. So, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thank you for the call, John. 216-474-0092. I didn't think that Nick Chubb would take over the segment.
Now, there's no part of that that was, hey, it's really not about the money. It's not about any of that. Like, they wanted to, quote, do right by Nick. Is there any chance? I know we don't hear a lot of that in professional sports where it's so cutthroat.
What's do right by Nick?
Give him an opportunity.
The only thing I can tell you, the only, when it comes to money, the only defense I can make of the Browns is, the only thing I'm told is it does take two to tango. Okay, you gotta have two to make a deal. And if the money was comparable, I think that Nick kind of saw where the team was going, and Nick kind of wanted a different situation to go and win. I mean, if this could be the last hurrah, Houston obviously has a much better chance to win than the Cleveland Browns. I know what Caleb Williams looks like in camp. That clip is going around of him missing the net and getting upset and frustrated over it. But the Chicago Bears are supposed to be a better football team this year than the Cleveland Browns. So those two teams that were rumored about him, one got him, one didn't. Well, one had like five or six guys in their room already. But one gets him, one doesn't, and both of those teams are supposed to be better. So if it's comparable, this is what the deal is. Like, I'm not going to give him $10 million a year this year. Like, that's not going to happen. But if it was comparable, yeah, he was probably going to go and finish it somewhere else. Because think about this. Think about we just had a line of guys You talk Shador, you talk Dillon Gabriel, you talk quarterbacks, they get in. You just had a line of guys lining up to talk about Nick Chubb.
Immediately,
he's beloved here. And Nick Chubb, like, he's not going to get on the mic and say nasty things, exactly what you said. He's not going to say anything nasty about Cleveland out the door.
No.
In fact, quite the opposite. So he's always going to be loved here. So say this is his last year in the NFL, and he plays on the Houston Texans this year, and he plays in a smattering of football games and ends up with 400 yards rushing or something like that. And it's just this kind of end of the career type of thing for Nick Chubb. We'll always wonder what if after the Minkah Fitzpatrick hit. That's a shame. But his legacy in Cleveland is solid. He'll be welcomed back to this stadium, the new stadium, any other stadium in the future, and people will want his autograph and want pictures with him and want to tell him how much they love him when they were growing up. That's what Nick Chubb's future is. So it's really no hair off anybody for him to go and play for the Houston Texans or Chicago Bears or whoever he thinks were to have a chance. I don't think there's anybody who holds anything against Nick Chubb. If anything, they hold it against the Browns. The Browns wanted to go in a different direction. Again, if Nick wanted to sign, I think he could have been able to be signed here. Oh, well. And we wish him well. We got our other situations we have to worry about. Because that doesn't excuse anything with the Quinshon Judkins stuff now, does it?